History of Colmenar. The famous writer Vasquez Otero once said, when the Catholic kings took over Malaga and its province there was no such village as Colmenar, only a country estate, which was made up of several farmhouses, one of which had some beehives. During the siege of Malaga these country estates were sold. In the days of the King Philippe II and in order to compensate for the low income the kingdom was receiving through taxes, the realm decided to emit a royal decree that said, sell as many as 1,000 country estates or lands to people of any standing or class without taking into account their titles or any other position. The land rights of the recently born village of Colmenar were put up for sale according to a royal order. From that moment on it began to grow in importance as a town until in 1814 it was declared as the most important of its kind in the area. The village is situated on a hill and at the top is the church, around which the ancient quarter of the village is organized. Although the streets are narrow, they are clearly signposted and relatively straight. The village becomes more open-spaced and spacious the lower down the hillside you get. One of the outstanding buildings in the village is the Parroquia de la Asunción, built between 1648 and 1658. Next to this splendid edifice there is another, which was once the Duke's Palace and is today an old people's day center. The wealth of this small village is generated from agricultural industries in the area. The olive, citrus fruits and cereal crops are the three main sectors that the village as a whole works in. The Dinajeros, which is a nickname for people from Colmenar, complete their economic activity with some animal farming, especially sheep and goats and with a small textile sector.